西貢區議會呢個2011年度第三次會議，咁因為我哋嘅法定人數呢已經係夠㗎啦，咁呢我就係宣布喺度係正式開會嘅，請大家同事就座，同埋我都要提醒大家同事呢，今日由於嗰個議程呢係太多，咁變咗我哋係照返我哋嗰、那個時間呢係會去到下午3:30的，所以呢我就今天就是會有幾個議題呢是會有三位處長下來大家這個就他工作和大家這個報告的，所以我希望大家同事在這個發言的時間呢我是會抓得比較緊一點，是希望大家同事發言時間是精簡，同埋呢也都好請大家旁聽席的朋友呢，即是我都好今天也都好歡迎，同埋亦都希望大家入到嚟咧，能夠係可以遵守翻我哋議會嗰、那個秩序。咁如果唔係，變咗我哋大家同事或者政府部門討論嘅議程，大家係聽唔係好清楚噶啦，好嘛？咁就首先咧，就我就係歡迎我哋今日第一次出席我哋嘅會議嘅部門代表咧，就係、是、西貢地政專員黃善永先生，同埋就。香港警務處觀塘區指揮官周楚基先生，同埋海事處海事指引牌照及水及關務嘅陳立威先生，同埋就係運輸處高級運輸指引負責西貢嘅吳錦霞女士，係站對阿崔振輝先生出席今日嘅會議嘅。而喺會前咧，我哋秘書處係冇收到議員的缺席申請，咁我就再一次提醒大家咧，為免唔影響嗰個會議進行啦，咁我就希望大家同事或者出席嘅人士咧，將有設有響字同埋將字鈴聲關掉，亦都避免喺我哋會議進行期間咧呢個講話，同埋為咗有效進行一個討論咧，每個同事喺每個議題上咧係最多發言兩次，每次係2分鐘嘅。多謝大家。咁我落嚟嘅議程咧就係、是、運輸同埋房屋局常任秘書長負責房屋到訪今日西貢區議會咧，係今日就嘅工作同大家呢個係分享嘅文件係 SKDC-M 文件第73/11號。首先我在這裡熱烈歡迎我們運輸及房屋局常任秘書長負責房屋的柏志高先生，以及房屋署物業管理總經理負責大埔北區沙田和西貢陳星剔先生，以及房屋署中央支援組主任林何嘉賢女士。就為了節省個時間呢，首先或者我請處長或者同我哋或者就你哋嘅工作咧，同大家同事去分享。完畢之後，我亦都請大家同事就房嘅問題，歡迎大家提意見。嚇，唔該，處長。
多謝吳處長。各位議員，早晨。
Good morning。
Good morning。今日我好高興嚟到西貢區議會，同各位議員見面。本來我想同各位介绍房屋署的保养策略，但是因为时间不多，所以希望用这段时间听多些大家的意见，令到房屋署的工作可以做得更好。多谢各位。
是，好多谢处长。那就处长就精简了，就不讲那么多人，就先听大家同事就房屋的问题呢，就是给了意见先回应大家的。咁有边个同事就系、是、啊？你嗱，我第一轮咧，我就系、是、举手嘅，就系有阿梁李议员或者阿梁李，请你讲先，唔该。
是，多謝主席。咁就都多謝處長落到嚟，即係區議會同我哋即係交流翻意見啦。咁其實就即係除咗我哋頭先即係遞信就要求翻即係增建居屋同埋增建公屋同埋復建居屋之外咧，咁其實就住即係會議上面嘅文件咧，咁關於呢一個可持續維修保養策略咧，我都有少意見嘅。咁而家即係房屋處佢哋即係房屋處你哋即係喺公共屋邨嘅維修咧，咁其實係外判咗一啲。外判咗俾一啲承辦商做，咁我就想問一下，即係關於即係承辦商佢喺維修方面，即係佢有冇一個唔好意思，咁就有冇一個即係指引咧？咁因為其實而家好多即係街坊啊，或者係公屋嘅居民，佢哋即係通報咗維修俾管理處之後咧，其實都係一個即係冇一個清晰嘅即係程序咧，俾居民知道究竟佢哋呢個維修咧係屬於自費啊、免費啊，同埋要幾耐時間咧？咁通常即係佢哋通報咗維修之後，其實都需要即係等一段即係頗長嘅時間，咁房署或者管理處先至回覆翻俾佢哋，究竟即係佢呢一個係屬於自費定係免費嘅項目？另外亦都冇一個即係清晰話要等幾耐。咁居民有時一啲好即係簡單嘅日常生活需要用到嘅嘢，即係例如即係洗手間嘅水箱啊，咁有出現問題之後，其實都要等好長嘅時間先至能夠維修到。咁希望即係處長能夠即係注意翻呢方面，同埋同翻即係維修嘅承辦商即係傾到翻一個即係比較清晰嘅維修程序啦。咁第二樣嘢就係、是、即係我唔知道主席點樣安排啦。咁因為我就提出咗一個討論文件，都希望能夠喺即係房署署長嚟到嘅時候一併討論嘅。咁就係關於傑明村扶手電梯擠迫嘅問題啦。咁就因為其實呢一個問題一路都喺呢一個我哋區議會房屋及環境衛生委員會上面討論過，咁但係呢就由之前嘅一個即係香港中國人嘅處長變到一個即係外國人嘅處長呢都未傾得掂呢個問題。咁就而家其實建明村有一個扶手電梯去幫助上村六座嘅居民出入呢，其實是一件好事嚟。咁但係因為房署喺規劃建明村嘅時候，同時亦都將四間中學同埋兩間小學呢放咗喺建明村入面，但又冇考慮到建明村需要使用呢條扶手電梯進出嘅學生同埋老師嘅人數，所以令到朝頭早繁忙嘅時間呢，每一個即係使用呢個扶手電梯嘅人流呢就非常之多。咁雖然冇一個即係特別嘅意外發生，但係個別嘅意外呢亦都不停嘅發生。好似喺四月咁呢，其實亦都有一個小朋友呢因為擠用得滯呢，佢隻腳呢就被夾住喺呢一個扶手電梯度。咁雖然呢就已經即係出返嚟啦，咁但係其實而家一路都即係有一個即係安全嘅問題喺扶手電梯度。咁我想希望即係處長回答返究竟幾時先會喺建明村加裝額外嘅通道囉。多謝主席。
嗱，你個議題呢我就係跟返我嘅議程呢會擺返喺第五項嗰度呢，就俾大家同事多啲討論，因為個時間如果大家同事係同意呢，咁我哋係可以會後可以將你大家提出嘅問題呢交俾房署跟進嘅，好嗎？咁落嚟呢就係吳雪生議。
多謝主席，歡迎啊處長啊。咁其實我哋喺我哋其中個辦事處都係建明村嘅，咁但係個建明村嗰個高空雜物嗰個問題呢其實都相當嚴重，咁同埋好多部門同埋警方啊同埋房署嗰邊都有加咗啲天眼嘅問題喺度啦。咁但係究竟嚟緊嘅話呢，因為大家知道高空雜物致命率同埋個傷亡率都好高嘅，咁我想問一問，譬如話房署咧嚟緊呢一個嘅即係仲有咩對策可以做得到，即係比較一個強勁同埋一個嘅有效用嘅即係嗰個監察啦。咁另外嚟講咧，增設公屋同埋復建居屋咧，大家好多居民都係一個支持嘅正面嘅。咁希望有處長咧可以喺將呢個問題咧帶翻上邊咧，繼續同啲同事去討論下。因為點解咧？我哋其實全港市民咧係對於個公屋嘅政策咧係支持嘅，係即係幫助啲即係窮苦嘅或者低下階層嘅上樓咧，我哋係絕對支持。咁我希望亦都有一個問題想帶咗出嚟，就係65B 嘅問題啦。將軍澳65B 咧係嗰個選址問題咧，係有14條屋村，超過10萬人嘅市民咧係反對佢喺嗰度做一個公屋嘅問題。但係房署我哋多次同佢傾嘅話咧，佢哋都係 不了，即係都係我哋照有反對，但係屋咧就照起。咁其實對一個周邊嘅成個和諧社會咧，係由政府帶頭出嚟咧，係做一個好唔好嘅印象嘅。咁因為點解咧？我已經所講有14條屋邨，超過10萬名嘅市民咧係反對嘅。咁所以變咗嚟講，我希望嚟緊嘅選址同埋各方面嚟講咧，希望房署可以係即係透明啲，同埋一個可以同一個市民咧，可以一個互動，同埋一個即係多啲一個互信嘅建基入邊咧，係達成咗一個增建嘅公屋嘅問題嘅。咁啊，就咁多，處長，多謝你。
好，唔該曬，吳卓生。好啦，方國生。
好，多謝處長嚟我哋西貢區議會啦。咁相信大家都支持咧，係多興建、增加多啲資源喺呢個公共房屋噶啦。咁呢個無可否定。咁另外亦都希望處長喺你在任嘅期間，亦都考慮一下點樣如何活化呢個公屋，點樣令到佢可持續性而個流轉性亦都係提高。咁呢方面等翻你答我哋啦。另一樣嘢就係好多公屋嘅居民亦都對我哋區內反映，就係其實我哋將軍澳咧，亦都不少居民咧係有養有寵物動物嘅。咁喺嚟緊新嘅發展或者即係而家現有嘅公屋裏面咧，其實不少咧亦都有狗隻或者其他唔同嘅動物。咁我去建議即係政府咧，可以喺個整體規劃裏面咧，譬如可能有幾座發展嘅時候咧，其實可以撥一座獨立嘅，係容許居民。即係你喺未搬入前已經係知道呢個公屋嘅即係喺用呢棟係容許養寵物嘅，咁變咗咧將來嘅和諧性咧亦都喺度，因為冇乜理由私樓你就可以養得動物，而公屋你又唔得。咁但係問題當然亦都可以話理解因為公屋嘅單位可能屋苑之間距離近，咁但係如果先至聲明搬入去前呢一棟已經係整體亦都有啲鄰舍嘅安排嘅狗隻寵物公園安排。咁變咗咧，對於我哋將軍澳即係一個都係比較多動物嘅一個社會群咧，就亦都會減少將來公屋嘅管理同事嘅一啲壓力㗎。咁另一方面咧，喺單車嗰方面咧，喺即係個建設起樓嘅時候咧，我希望即係預留一啲環保嘅一啲地方，係容許更多單車嘅停泊地方。即係而家我哋將軍澳咧係將會發展接近5公里嘅一個單車徑同埋行人走廊。沿住我哋調景嶺經將軍澳站到康城，圍繞住跨大橋落翻藍田落翻去調景嶺。咁如果公屋可以多啲居民使用到單車咧，係絕對有助於低碳同埋環保嘅社區。咁希望處方亦考慮，同埋咧強化回收玻璃樽，因為喺九龍區你哋都已經係推動，我希望處長咧可以盡快係落實我哋全個將軍澳區嘅或者包括我哋西貢嘅一啲玻璃樽嘅回收，同埋其他唔同嘅廚餘嘅環保回收嘅。多謝主席。
好，唔該曬，幫我申語。係，落嚟阿周延明議員。
主席，上輩各位同事，我諗我主要講一點咧，就係希望可以復建居屋。因為增建公屋呢，我想過同事都說了的了，亦都是房屋署一路的職責。但是復建居屋呢，即現在說了，就希望只是你呢，就柏斯高先生呢，就即繼續在你的角度呢，在你的位置呢，去幫手向特區政府呢去爭取。因為呢，我想即少一適量的 居屋令到公屋同埋我哋整體香港嘅公共房屋嘅市場有得活化咧，我相信係重要嘅。另外一方面喺嗰個大型嗰個維修保養咧，其實喺區入邊幾條屋邨咧，其實都做得幾好。咁呢方面咧，我覺得係值得讚賞嘅。咁我好希望喺嚟緊將軍澳仲有咧，就只係剩翻65區咧，本來有啲居屋位置。如果嗰啲居屋位置其實又係相當之靚嘅。好希望首先我第一點提嗰、那個，如果個居屋唔快啲可以即係呢個政策可以重新可以即係執行翻咧，第日另外亦都可能亦都會將呢啲居屋用地，好似頭先羅5B 咁樣啦，令到即係附近啲嘅居民咧係認為好似又有好大嘅爭議，咁所以我希望可以你哋喺復建居屋呢個議題上面咧係盡早作出決定。順應民意，多謝主
席。多謝周議員，係落嚟下温業章議員。
多謝主席啊，多謝上輩啊。 我有今朝有三个问题，第一个问题就是刚才同事已经讲咗吓，增建嗰个系公屋啊，复建居屋，咁社会系有种声音就系倾向系呢一方面。咁一阵下午点几钟有个全港十八区啲区议员都系有个记者招待会，都系讲紧呢个问题。一阵我都系会出席呢个记者招待会嘅。咁希望阿处长你哋要正视好嘛？咁第二个问题咧就系讲紧而家西贡将军路啲街道咧，就好少，应该系甚至系冇啊，冇见过任何有指示牌咧指向系屋邨去某某屋邨，其他啲区嘅系会有嘅，例如深水埗你睇好清晰去边个屋邨系冇嘅，因为希望你哋真系要认真咧，都要考虑要做翻啲指示牌，例如喺松华路。啊！即系坑口区松华路咁啊，你入去嘅嗰、那个系厚德去明德，甚至何明，真系啲街坊真喺外来嗰啲啊讲啊，外来啲居民揸车好，行人路好，经常系喺交叉路，经常问佢点样去，点样去噶吓？呢、這个系好多街坊都系咁样反映噶啊！即系我讲特别例子指明系呢个区，其实好多个区都系类似咁情况。希望你哋认真要做翻啲指示牌喺屋邨，即系喺出边嗰度，你喺街道上嗰度，好嘛？第三個講緊嗰個公路講喺西貢公路講第一期、第二期啊，到而家都未有個時間表啊！大家都知道我唔講咁多啦，即係西貢公路一度假期相當之擠塞嘅，係嘛？咁甚至禮拜六啊都係擠塞嘅，咁大家都好清晰呢件擠塞呢個問題。咁希望你哋真係啊～都是盡快有個時間表，盡快興工擴建呢個係西貢公路。多謝主席。
係，唔該曬，歡迎請係落嚟阿譚理論。
歡迎處長。喺上個月咧，房委會係放寬咗高輪候嘅入息同埋資產嘅限額。預期咧係會有更多嘅住户咧係會係申請公屋。我哋都有一個嘅擔心，就係究竟即係而家嗰個嘅公屋嘅供應咧係能否係可以滿足到而家嗰個即係咁大量嗰個嘅申請。房委會能唔能夠去維持翻嗰、那個即係？平均三年嗰個嘅輪候時間，這個呢我哋就係非常之擔心，所以我喺度呢係希望呢係政府係預留多啲嘅土地呢係作為興建公屋，咁同埋呢會唔會係計劃將一啲舊嘅屋邨，特別呢係超過40年嘅公屋嘅屋邨嘅話呢，會唔會係有個規劃佢哋咧係重建，係能夠咧係即係供應多啲嘅單位，係滿足翻一個市民大眾嘅需求。因為而家好多嘅咁舊嘅公屋嘅話咧，好多時佢都用相當龐大嘅資源咧去做維修保養嘅工作。咁預期係咁嘅話，倒不如係咪可以規劃嚟到去將佢重建咧咁樣？而家好多其實將軍澳區好多嘅公屋嘅居民咧，其實好多時佢已經有下一代嘅子女，佢哋咧係都係申請公屋嘅。好多時基於嗰、那個照顧家庭嘅需要咧，好多時佢哋都會去揾社會福利處，係希望推薦咧係輪候翻係將軍澳區嘅單位。但因為將軍澳區嘅單位少咧，佢哋好多時係等好耐好耐嘅時間。因為而家將軍澳區同觀塘區咧屬於兩個唔同嘅區嘅，咁所以依一個限制嘅話咧，係令到係佢哋唔能夠好容易去照顧家庭，希望咧係房委會咧係可以檢討依個機制。唔該，主席。
唔該，石鵬，係何文傑議員。
係，唔該，主席。好多謝秘書長今日嚟到同我哋交流啦。咁針對其實個文件係講公屋嘅維修保養啊，咁我都對翻題有一點意見，希望即係秘書長可以即係留意同埋即係跟進。咁就係喺即係。王奕明做房委會主席的年代呢，就創始了一個叫做一院兩制的公屋管理模式啦，即是在同一個公契底下呢，就有公屋大廈，就同時呢又有居屋大廈，咁但是當居屋成立業主立案法團之後呢，就由業主立案法團管理埋公屋的維修啊、保養和管理。咁呢個一院兩制的屋苑呢，全香港得三個而已，咁其中一個呢就坐落於我哋本區嘅彩明苑。
咁對唔住先， 請方國新議員守翻議會秩序。如果你要派文件咧，你得到我哋大家同事批准先，你唔可以私自咁自己派文件，影響到我哋嗰、那個。如果你係唔守秩序咧，咁我就冇辦法啦。最後會我就請你出去噶啦，係嘛？啊，我唔該你守翻我哋議會嘅秩序，你唔可以隨便喺議會度，我哋開會期間咧進行你其他嘅工作嘅，嚇、啊。啊，請你即刻埋位啊！唔好班同事嚟講咧，自己作為議員咧，自己一定有一個模範俾大家啲旁聽席嘅朋友要睇到嘅。如果我哋啲同事都唔守秩序咧，咁我點樣去說服我哋啲群眾支持自己嘅工作咧？好啊，何文傑你繼續。
好，唔該主席。咁喺個一院兩制嘅管理底下咧，就變咗其實變相咧，居屋嘅業主咧喺財政上可能會補貼咗公屋嘅大廈嘅維修啦，亦喺日常嘅管理上咧，其實就。居屋嘅業主立案法團咧，就係、是、做埋房署作為政府部門嘅角色去管理個四棟公屋。我喺度咧要公開即係多謝陳星的先生咧，其實過去幾年咧都用好彈性嘅方法處理我哋彩明苑面對嘅一啲公契涉及嘅法律問題。咁我哋曾經要試過用調解嘅方式咧，先能夠謀求到一個和解方法。咁我喺今日呢份文件裏面睇到咧，喺定義本區嘅公屋咧係包括埋彩明苑嘅，但係喺下邊細項咧，譬如喺一個叫做第四項大型維修保養及改善工程嗰度咧，注四咧就冇咗彩明苑嘅，咁即係話其實房屋署喺彩明苑上面嘅公屋單位有兩頂帽嘅角色，第一頂帽咧作為業主，佢係交管理費；第二頂帽咧其實係作為政府部門，係要提供翻個公屋嗰個服務嘅一個角色。咁呢兩頂帽咧，其實現時咧。房委會只是定義咧，話佢交咗管理費，做咗業主就撒手不管啦。其他所有問題咧，就請你用管理費嘅盈餘去處理。但係我要重申咧，彩明苑12年嚟咧，從來冇加過管理費，只有減過。我哋收費水平咧，同其他尚德邨其他正常嘅公屋係一模一樣嘅，甚至更低嘅。咁但係點解房署維修喺嗰四棟公屋嘅維修上面咧，唔能夠一視同仁，用翻其他公屋嘅維修？保養的標準去處理四棟樓呢，這一點呢是我們日後都不會解決，不會徹底解決到的，必須要房署一個彈性的政策，在四棟樓上面維持和全港一致性的公屋維修保養的水平和政策一致性，我們希望可以實踐在四棟公屋裡面。謝謝主席。
謝謝何文傑。是邱武秀議
員。多謝主席，或者 都多謝常秘書長。就最主要剛才阿昌哥都講咗啦，第一期工程嗰度呢，我哋真係拖得好慢嘅，希望能夠呢西貢公路。
哥秀哥，今日秘書長係負責房屋嘅，唔係運輸。
唔係，我都昌哥頭先睇咗，我都主要睇第二期嗰度嗰個研究呢，希望盡快囉。多謝主席。
好，咁落嚟係張國強議員。
是，多謝主席，多謝常任秘書長。就今天呢，就這份文件呢，我就想探討第三頁的第二項，就日常家居維修服務。那這份文件呢就講得很好聽的，也都寫出來就很漂亮，令到我們覺得呢就房署就無懈可擊的了，為我們 的居民呢就作為一個維修日常保養維修作出一個承諾。但是呢，事實呢是不是這樣呢？我們收到這居民的數字呢，甚至乎他們打電話下去下面的管理處希望我上來拍張照呢，除了拖到一個禮拜以上之外呢，很多時都未必，即實在太過沒禮貌，令到他們有些畏疾，不是幾敢打電話，又說怕好像見官一樣。我很希望呢常任秘書長呢將這個訊息呢帶 回去你們議會裡面，你們的工作崗位裡面呢希望可以在這方面呢以客戶為主、服務為上的態度去處理我們日後在這裡想說維修的居民 的那個情況和態度，或者亦都在這裡呢希望呢常任秘書長呢有沒有一些這些這樣的投訴的數字在這裡，就向我們即是說議會的同事就給我們略知一二，就現在在將軍澳區這邊 的投訴數字有多少呢？因為其他的項目呢是有些數字給我看到的，這裡呢就沒有這個數目字在這裡。如果假設真的今天不方便的話呢，我希望呢就日後呢就可以補上給我們的各位的同事參考備悉。在這裡多謝主席和秘書長，多謝。
由於個時間關係咧，我最多就係、是、嗱，我而家就係、是、因為秘書長都要回應嘅，咁而家就 嗱，希望大家精簡啲啦。咁我係最多俾多五個同事咧，係俾意見，因為我有好多唔同嘅朋友，大家喺唔同嘅環境已經俾咗意見啦。咁我最多係俾埋啦，就係阿陳國旗啦、柯耀林啦、同埋陳繼偉啦、同埋黎文海嘅啫。好嘛，首先請阿陳國旗，唔該。
好，多謝主席。咁呢份文首先好多謝常秘嚟我哋區議會啦。咁咧就講翻呢份文件咧，即係關於維修嘅問題咧。咁我哋小弟嘅辦事處都喺公屋入邊嘅。咁我哋咧亦都收到類似嘅投訴咧，就有兩樣嘢咧。我諗喺維修方面咧，係咪可以即係可以做得好啲？一個咧就係嗰個維修嘅時間啊，即係話個維修嘅時間同報咧，同真係做咧。嗰、那個時間咧係咪可以縮短咧？咁呢個咧，特別係對啲長者嚟講咧，佢哋好需要咧，你哋係能夠快速地咧去即係去幫佢手嘅。例如好簡單，個廁所個撳手掣，即係斷咗啊，或者壞咗嚟講咧，你等咁耐嚟講咧，啲長者係好難揾啲水去沖個廁所，係一個好大嘅困難。咁呢方面咧，我哋希望咧，你哋都睇下，喂，如果係咁嘅情況嚟講咧，係咪將嗰個維修嘅時間咧，能夠即係盡量可以滿足到嗰個需求咧？咁此其一。咁第二咧，維修嘅材料方面咧，我諗你哋咧就要不時去檢討啊。我舉個例啦，即係小弟嗰個辦事處，我唔知好彩因唔好彩啦。嗰、那個廁所嗰個撳手掣咧，搞咗三次，三次咧，你知你即係你三次嘅。即係喺一個即係好短嘅時間有三次咧，其實都唔係一個好嘅記錄啦。咁喺材料方面咧，我希望你哋咧係不時地去維睇下咧，即係如果有啲咩可以跟進到咧，就即係更新咗佢。因為咧材料嘅錢咧同工人嘅錢咧係個比例好少嘅。如果材料好嘅話咧，維修嘅次數少咗咧，其實大家都好處，對租住你哋嘅單位嘅人咧又好。對你哋維修嗰個費用亦都可以減輕嘅，咁我希望咧，你要檢視一下咧呢嗰個材料嘅問題啦。咁第三咧就係呢個咧，雙元將軍路嘅村咧，係一個好新嘅村啦，可能係有啲最多都可能廿零年，可能未係全面地咧，你講個即係結構勘探嘅嗰方面咧。咁但係我希望咧，唔好用一個 fix 一個時間四十年先至勘探。而係及時咧去經常去睇下我哋嘅結構有冇損害啦，同時咧去及時維修咯。咁我哋你知啦，即係你厚德村嚟講，個外牆啊幾年嗰時有入伙幾年就已經冧紙皮石啦。咁所以我希望咧可以提早嗰個全面勘探呢個結構呢方面嘅時間。多謝主席。
落嚟啊，柯耀林議員。
系，多谢主席，多谢常秘秘书长咁样。咁一啲论点，譬如话支持增建居屋复建，唔系增建公屋复建居屋呢方面，我哋都唔再重复啦，因为好多同事都提过。咁想讲讲就系个屋村入边嘅无障碍通道吓，因为其实我哋都发觉好多区咧，其实都开始老化。咁对无障碍通道嘅需求咧，亦都系即系增加紧。咁但唔好以為無障礙通道呢就一定係啲傷健人士先會用，其實好多即係長者啲老友記呢都會用到。咁但係我哋睇返好多屋村呢新起嘅屋村呢，佢喺呢方面呢都叫做係有關顧到嘅。咁但係一啲舊嘅或者已經落成咗嘅屋村呢，就似乎未能夠追得上嗰個需求。咁而房署喺呢方面嗰、那個改善嘅速度呢，亦都似乎係比較緩慢。咁希望即係有關方面咧，都可以即係關顧下我哋啲傷健人士同埋啲長者咧。咁希望無障礙通道嗰度可以即係個改善嘅進度係可以加快一啲嚇。
好，咁落嚟就係阿陳繼偉議員。
多謝主席，歡迎常秘嚟我哋嘅區議會啦。咁我主要有四個問題嘅，第一個就係我哋咁整體同事都支持係政府增建公共房屋，但係唔係一定要居屋呢就要多方面探討，我自己個人意見。第二個問題呢就係話原本安達臣嗰個石礦場呢本身已經預留咗可以起大量嘅公屋嘅，但因為要保護返嗰啲產業啊、建築啊、扶持一熱呢，就嗰個礦場就未發展。其實政府如果要平衡方面之下呢，是不是可以考慮一下提早在那裡擴展那邊公屋呢？因為那裡你可以去起數以十座的單位，涉及1萬個單位，可以解決大量的房屋供應。那第三呢就是建明村那個高空雜物呢，高空雜物呢就雖然 建明村好努力嗰啲做好多嘢，但係呢個情況都一樣都係死而復始，都不斷有發生。好似上禮拜咧就啱掟咗個電飯煲落嚟，爭就喺我議員辦事處門口嘅，即係又紅酒啊、啞鈴啊、電芯啊、打火機啊，差唔多平均啦、啊、個零月一次咁樣。咁房署浪費資源，專登揾個同事而家坐喺優才門口咧睇公空雜物咧，其實呢個唔係一個根治嘅方法咯。咁第四頭先提過話混合式管理方面咧，係導致好多管理上嘅問題咧，因為好似就尤其是無牌小販啊，同埋私家路啊，啲小販就好叻嘅，譬如你行咗去左面係房署嘅地方，跟住佢一拉佢就跟住去翻去居屋嗰面嘅地方，往往導致咧政府根本係要跨部門去拉小販。咁另外又涉及好多私家路喎，咁啊啲私家路咧，譬如有啲屋村又唔俾公屋啲人入，又封咗啲路，到時嗰啲學校又入唔到去，啲大巴又入唔到去，導致好多問題，都係因為你混合式管理咯。最奇怪就係、是、好似當年嘅房署咧，嗰啲車位咧係只係公屋批地嘅時候講明係只可以批俾村內嘅居民住。咁導致有啲譬如係住居而家好似例如好似尚德同埋廣明苑，個根本兩個屋苑混合式喺埋一齊嘅，但係廣明苑嘅貨車司機曾經向我投訴，就話佢唔可以租尚德嘅車位，咁變咗佢就自己全部同埋住埋同一個屋苑都唔俾翻喺嗰度住咧，即係變即係租個車位係對嗰個居民好唔方便，導致空置率好高咯。多謝主席。
好，唔該曬陳繼偉，係落嚟阿林文海議員。
多謝主席，就歡迎處長今日又嚟呢度就。我作為呢個西貢區議會嘅房屋及環境衞生委員會主席咧，就我都係要喺呢度有啲表態嘅。咁好多謝處方派啲同事咧出席我哋呢個會，同埋借呢個機會咧，就我都係要交佢一下。處方嘅同事咧喺西貢區議會我哋房屋及環境衞生委員會裏邊嘅表現咧就係、是。原則上大家合乎理想啊，咁啊阿剔哥啦、陳英的先生啦、鍾國星先生啦，咁同其他同事咧對同議會嘅同事都有好合作，咁喺呢度咧就我要多謝佢先。不過喺處理嘅過程裏面咧，大家同事當然有唔同嘅訴求，有唔同嘅意見，咁裏面亦都產生一啲矛盾，呢個係必然嘅，希望你哋唔好介意。咁喺處理嘅過程裏面，我覺得就最印象最深刻嘅話咧，就係、是其實係一定要提一提。高空雜物咧就一定要搞嘅，咁我都知道最近房署咧有一套新嘅防止高空雜物嗰個錄影系統，咁希望你咧就早啲咁多惠及我哋中港嘅居民。除咗這個之外咧，就我要提一提咧，建明村嗰、那個通道係負荷唔起嗰樣嘢咧，就一直係困擾住區議會好多年嘅啦。咁其他嘅具體嘅事務我唔講，最後我講個議題咧就係復建居屋。復建居屋咧其實係同香港社會嘅和諧嘅構建咧係好重要嘅。房产市场调节咧，系等市场嘅调节，但系而家啲人买唔起楼，佢要个价格流动点样去拥有一间屋咧？其实系过去几十年嘅经验就证明咗居屋系起一个调节作用。我好希望喺呢度咧提醒政府尽快复建居屋。多谢主席。
哇，多谢你，委员系。O、okay, K， 好，最后一位，好，阿伟明吓。
多谢主席，能够俾我一个机会，我再讲一讲。我據呢個房署起公屋嘅問題咧，就係、是、個嗰啲物料嗰啲嘅質量嘅問題。因為我發現到，特別我哋上德村啊，起嗰啲公屋嗰啲所有嘅物料咧，係一個非常差嘅。比如個鐵閘嚟講咧，係一個非常薄嗰啲鐵閘，令到咧就成日啲鐵閘咧鎖唔到啊。就算係經過呢個全方位維修啊，都係整唔好嘅。所以俾居民咧帶嚟呢個非常不安全。呢個第一點。第二嚟講咧。嗰洗手盆啊，系用啲蔗渣嗰啲板嚟做嘅，唔系用石屎做嘅，所以令到咧个好多屋嘅家庭里边咧，嗰啲洗手盆咧就经常就烂咗嘅，烂咗之后咧又要佢自己居民自己去负责去整翻好佢，咁啊所以嚟讲呢个物料系存在一个问题。另外一个咧就系咩咧？个物料咧就系因为佢嗰啲呢个洗手间同埋呢个同埋呢个浴室嗰度啊，嗰啲间墙啊。是很容易渗水的，就令到呢就好多呢、這个家庭里面呢，佢哋啲尤其係装咗啲嘅有木地板啊，或者係枫木地板之啊，因为渗水呢就令到啲地板就烂咗，仲惹来好多白蚁啊，咁呢就令到啲家庭呢就好大嘅困扰嘅。咁呢啲问题嚟讲呢，一直嚟讲向房署投诉呢，但房署一直都冇解决嘅。我希望房署特别向尚德村存在呢啲问题，佢哋渗水嗰啲系咪可以全个成個屋村裏面咧，所有嗰啲洗手間嗰啲牆啊，係咪可以全部換翻曬嘅？嗰啲鐵閘係咪應該全部換翻曬？嗰啲鐵閘根本就唔可以用嘅。 希望多謝主席，我呢個係一個好嚴重嘅問題，希望呢個房屋署啊陳先生啊經理啊，你可以跟進一下，多謝主席。
好，唔該曬劉永業。好啦，接住我哋有14位同事俾曬啲意見啦，冇辦法啦，咁啊變咗就睇你一氣啦，就喺度你可以係逐個回應或者重點或者呢個係回應都得啊，好嘛？唔該曬啊，秘書長。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the interest of time, I will speak in English because it's quicker for me. But can I assure you that we will write back to each of the members who've spoken and address their individual points in a letter. I think that's probably the best way to do it. But let me just deal with some general points. First, I think many members have talked about PRH and the resumption of HOS. Let me deal with the public rental housing program. We are committed to provide, on average, 15,000 units per annum over a rolling five-year program. We estimate currently that if we continue and achieve that number, then we will be able to achieve the three-year waiting list. Obviously, that depends on the number of applications. It also depends on how many units that we can take back from the existing housing stock, which is another source. But we believe that 15,000 units should achieve the objective of 3 years. Having said that, we are always looking to try to find additional sites. And I've heard, you know, one or two members commenting that, you know, some sites are not good, other sites are not good. It's always a problem, because wherever we put a public rental housing unit, they tend to be quite high buildings, they tend to be quite dense populations, and we have to compromise. So we rely on the support we get from the district councils for this. I know Sai Kung District has been very supportive of us in the past, and I wish to thank you for that. I can assure you that we will continue to try to identify suitable sites, not just in Sai Kung, but in other districts as well. And in that regard, I think one of the members talked about Anderson Road. I can say that Anderson Road is already within the five-year program. We will be bringing that on stream in accordance with the established timetable, and I'm sure if members have further interest in that, we can provide more details. On the home ownership scheme, well, of course, this is something which I think government generally has to consider. I will, of course, reflect members' views back to the relevant parties within government. Can I say that when we announced the My Home Purchase Plan program last year, that was introduced intending to give another channel through which people could acquire their own homes. It is actually much more flexible than the Home Ownership Scheme program, because people have the right to buy and sell from as soon as they acquire the property. But it's not the same as the Home Ownership Scheme, and we obviously recognize that. So the question of whether or not home ownership should be reinstated or taken forward is something that I think government will have to look at. And all views on this we will consider very carefully. So I thank you for giving me those views. Quite a number of you have talked about throwing objects from a height. This is a serious issue. I was in one of the estates in Zhengguanuo, Suntak, just on Friday, looking at an installation that we've put in some CCTV system. This is a mobile system which we move from estate to estate where we have problems. As a result of the use of that system, we have identified people responsible for throwing objects, and we have taken action against them, either under the marking scheme or indeed in some cases prosecution. And we will be taking this very seriously. We will be rolling out more of these CCTV systems throughout the estates, both in Sai Kung and in other districts, because this is such a serious issue. So serious that in fact we will give the highest award of penalty points under the marking scheme, and we will issue notice to quit to anyone who is found guilty of throwing objects from a house. This is a serious issue and we take it very seriously. A number of issues. There was a suggestion, for example, that we designate pet-friendly blocks within the estate for people who wish to keep pets, particularly dogs. That's an interesting idea, something we'll reflect on, whether it's possible or not, of course, because people throughout the estates wish to keep pets. It may not be possible to congregate them all into one block, but it's something we can sort of look at. Recycling, yes, that is something that we're trialling at the moment in some estates. I hope to be able to extend the recycling of glass bottles to all estates in due course, where we have the capability, and we have to find opportunities for us to be able to recycle the glass once it's collected, and we already use it for paving blocks and for other reasons, so that's something that's underway. I want to touch very briefly on the maintenance program. We have a number of different initiatives in this area, and they are set out in our paper, so I won't go through them. I can assure members that we, particularly through the total maintenance scheme, we are trying to respond as quickly as we can to complaints about maintenance problems. And in that regard, I think a number of members have talked about the quality of the materials that we use, and I think that's a very valid point. We've recently appointed a certification and testing group to test out the materials that we use. We've had some problems. We've had problems, for example, with flushing systems. Some of those can be rectified under the maintenance, the general, you know, post-development maintenance. Others have to be dealt with through our in-estate maintenance programs. But where we've had problems, we've actually gone back to the manufacturer and we've dealt with them directly. So it is a very sensible comment, and a number of members have made this point, and we take note of that, and we are working on it. So I've dealt with repairs. Objects. One or two members have said how they thank our housing department representatives in the district. Thank you for that. Of course, if you have complaints, I also want to hear those. So please don't feel shy to let me have complaints. We do follow up on all complaints. Let me see if there's anything on my list that... revitalizing of existing estates and the comprehensive structural investigation program. Two points to make there. We have a rolling program of reviewing all estates for their structural integrity, generally between 30 to 40-year-old estates. For younger estates, we also have an ongoing maintenance program. For example, again, the estate I was in on Friday is currently undergoing renovation for the exterior walls and the common areas. And when we do that, we look at any of the problems with the maintenance, with the structure, to make sure that they're up to standard. Our current timetable is that we expect all of our estates to be able to be used for an active life of a minimum of 50 years. Every time we do the comprehensive structural improvement exercise, we look at the extension from a further 15 years. At the moment, I can say all of our estates that have been reviewed are fully up to standard. Now, the second part of that is where we can find estates where we can get some development gain, or where we feel that we should upgrade the standard of the units in those estates through a revitalization program, we will look at that. And so the redevelopment program is dictated by the quality of the structure of these estates, whether we can get additional units out of the total area, and whether we can extend the useful life. So there's an ongoing program to look at that. Mr. Chairman, there are a lot of other issues. I've tried to just touch with the main ones, and I know you have a time constraint, so I won't go on in any greater detail. But I can assure you that we will write back to each person who's commented. We've got a full note of those, and we'll give you more details in the note. One final question was, do we have a list of the complaints in Cheung Kwan O and in Sai Kung generally? I'm sure we do, and we'll provide that list as part of our written response. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
好啊，唔该晒我常任秘书长。嗱，关于头先秘书长都好支持我哋个会议嘅时间啦。咁大家同事提出问题咧，因为时间今日议程真系非常之系
場啦，同埋亦都係有好多其他啲政府部門咧，都有其他繼續嘅會議要參加，所以我今日就係特別咧，係會好守時，咁變咗我就唔俾第二輪發言去跟進啦。咁而家大家同事提出嘅問題咧，我相信頭先秘書長咧都好清晰咧，係會喺會後咧係會交翻俾其他啲同事咧，係會喺文字上咧亦都會同大家交代翻嘅。好啦，喺度咧都好多謝我哋房署嘅常任秘書長法志高先生咧，同埋兩位同事，好嘛？咁而家你有其他工作你係可以先離職嘅，唔該曬。咁或者我哋阿球哥你可以代我就啊，送係阿秘書長啊，等等。
Thank you very much.